Always great to hook up with all of the great coaches and athletes, you know, McCook High School grads, Juanita Palisade grads, all around the High Plains Radio listening area. It doesn't matter what school they go to, but this guy next to me here, gosh, we've been talking a lot over the years, basketball and track and everything. We just talked to his older brother the other day, Kyle's at McCool Junction. We talked to cousin Mac the other day, Neely Oakdale Golf, and they're in the state tournament. And Greg Gaston, by gosh, you surprised the heck out of me. I find out you're at Kearney High helping coach the high jumpers. And now, how this worked, you were just telling me this kind of worked out with a old college roommate or teammate, is that right?
Yep, my old college teammate, Alan Varela from Southern Valley. He was the sprints coach for our girls, and he reached out when they were looking for a high jump coach and just kind of got my foot in the door and met with the head coach. And now I'm here in Burke.
Yeah, of course. We know Alan from his Southern Valley days. Pretty good. He was a kind of a 200, 400-meter type guy, wasn't he?
Yep, he was that middle distance, yeah. Short sprints, and continued that through down, and now that's what he gets to coach.
Now, you're still, besides, you're not teaching there at Kearney High, you still got your other job you're doing at Kearney, right?
Yep, so I work at Five Points Bank. I'm the ag lender. Very grateful that they let me take the time off to come out and coach, be at practice every day, and make it to all the meets. So very thankful for that, to have that flexibility to be here.
Whenever you can be around track and field, you'll get it. You're going to take advantage of it, aren't you?
Yep, I was looking for it from day one when I got up there. They were looking different schools there to see if I could find a place just to fit in, since that's something they really encouraged me to do from the start, and found one here.
You've got a girl tomorrow that's going, and you're hoping for the best for her, aren't you?
Yep, got one girl qualified. Sophie Glant made the automatic qualifying height, and so we'll see. It's going to be a dogfight for third through eighth. It's about 10-girl race, so we'll see what she can do, how clean we can be, and we'll see how she triple jumps first and then comes over to high jump, so we'll be expecting big things from her.
At Kearney High, as we're speaking right now, you're in the thick of things. That's every year at Kearney High, as you well know. Boys or girls, they're expecting to be at the top at the end of the Class A state meet, aren't they?
Yeah, we brought 18 girls. We're very deep across a lot of events, so we'll see if we can finish it out strong and just do our best and see if our girls can just take a chance and take the opportunity that they have.
Got a big Thursday coming up for you. I mean, if tomorrow could be a Thursday, could be a big day, couldn't it?
Yeah, it's going to come down to a few events. I know we got quite a few here day one, some big points, but even then, day two, it's going to come down to the wire again.
So overall for the spring, it's been kind of fun. I take it you had some other girls maybe just finish a little short at districts of qualifying.
Yeah, I had three girls all attempting the automatic qualifying height. It was just a tough district where it took the auto height to get there, and I was very happy. We did everything they could. They were clean through 5 foot, and it's just how it fell, and just it was overall a good season. Saw some improvements, a lot of changes, coaching styles from what they've had before to how I see things, and they're always willing to adapt, listen. Just a great group of girls for my first year here at Kearney.
And I'm sure the future looks bright. I mean, with their junior high ranks and kids going from junior high to high school, I'm sure the future looks pretty bright too.
Yeah, it's definitely looking bright. We have a few girls we've been watching all season, a couple 5-footers, 5'2" girls. Thing with Kearney, we fight with soccer, tennis, and there was a big teams too. So it's see if we can get a couple of those out and see what we have next year.
I see you're doing something the Gaston family's done forever with your mom and your brothers. You're showing a lot of animals too, aren't you?
Yep. So between my mom and brother Corey, we're still traveling around every month going to different dog shows, and been doing quite well with my young pup, and see how he does. We'll keep showing him throughout the year and see what happens next couple months.
I was going to say, is the summer pretty busy for you?
Yeah, we stay pretty busy. We try to go about once a month just with our dogs. We'll see what we do. I know we're going to gear up, go out to Pennsylvania again in October for our big national specialties, see what we can do out there, play with all the big boys across the world. And it's just something we enjoy to do. It's our fun hobby to get out of town and still compete.
I take it you're probably not going to be able to see Kyle here when they compete Friday, Saturday, are you?
Nope, I won't get to see him. Got to go back Thursday night and get back to work Friday morning, but no, I'm sure he'll. I'll be getting updates. I'll be checking in throughout the day on Friday and Saturday, and they'll see how they do.
I'm sure Corey and Brian are probably going to hear things like, hey, you know, you got two brothers. There's two others ones you got to talk to us. They're going to get a little jealous about this, aren't they?
Yeah, they're off doing their own things. I know Corey does a lot of officiating, so he stays pretty involved on the basketball side, and he's looking to work his way up. And I know he had a state girls game this year, so hopefully keep getting a few more.
Thank you very much for the time. Sure appreciate it.
Yep. Anytime, Rich, and appreciate you covering us.